Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do this. Let's kind of switch gears a little bit. The man that wrote about the front office of your Green Bay Packers, Tom Silverstein of the Journal Sentinel, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Tom, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
We're doing well today. So read your piece last week. We talked a little bit about it on the air. And I got to ask, I'll just ask you the overview first, but do you think right now that the Packers are heading in the right direction?
No. It's, you know, I've been pretty open about my feelings on the structure that they have, and I'm not a big fan of it. I think the structure where they had a general manager and then everybody was under him except the president is the way to go. But in writing this story, I just wanted to know, you know, how things were going under the current structure and what were some of the pitfalls and what were some of the benefits. And, you know, I found a lot of critics of it. Not many people willing to talk about it publicly, but that's because their jobs are on the line. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of people in the Packers organization weren't big fans of that.
Now, my argument has always been, and you kind of tell me where my logic may go astray here, but things got so far left of center with Ted because Ted didn't want to talk to anybody, and Ted kind of made his own decisions and lived in his own world. When you had Bob Harlan, he said, look, hire a general manager, get the hell out of his way, go worry about the business. And that's what Mark Murphy did. Mark Murphy stayed out of the business of football and let Ted run things. But then things got so far off that Mark kind of was embarrassed and said, okay, I vow never to let it happen again. This is the reason I'm going to have my hand in this, and this is the reason we're going to, quote, knock down the silos. Now, has he taken it too far the opposite way, in your opinion?
No, I just think that his job, his one and only job in football operations, is to oversee the general manager. And so if he sees that the general manager is not performing at because of either professional matters or health reasons, that he's not able to conduct his job, who should know better than the president, who meets with him regularly, talks to people in the organization? He should have, as tough as it would have been, and I said it in the article, it would have been a really tough decision, but he needed to make a move on Ted earlier than he did, because it was obvious to people in the building that Ted was, it's not that he couldn't make a decision or that he was making horrible decisions because of this illness. It was because he couldn't put in the same amount of time that he had initially. I mean, he's a workaholic, and he wanted to be in on every single decision, and he couldn't. It just, The illness that he had robbed him of some of the time that he needed to perform the job. And I think, you know, Murphy's job as CEO is to make the tough decisions, and I don't think he did.
So now I guess we're looking for a successful season makes many things go away, but is there something that we now need to be on the lookout for to say, okay, wait a minute, if this starts to go in this direction, then a lot of this prophecy that some of these people inside 1265 and former front office staffers and such have predicted, then you have to say, okay, now's the time you kind of, because you can't wait so far to make a move if things start to go really off the rails again, right?
Well, if things go off the rails, then the finger will start pointing at Murphy and probably Russ Ball as well, because they're kind of running the show. Gutekunst is basically providing them with talent, and, you know, of course, his job is on the line as well. But if the guy they picked, Matt LaFleur, and they go 4-12 this year, or 6-10, you know, and have their third losing season in a row for the first time since 86 through 88. I mean, there will be villagers at the gate with torches.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think really this is not going to manifest itself unless they have trouble, unless they aren't successful. I mean, if they aren't successful on the field, then you're going to start to see some problems with the structure, I think. I mean, if they go 12-4 and, you know, and they make it to the NFC Championship game and LaFleur is great, you know, then Murphy's right and we're all wrong, or I'm all wrong. But, you know, we need to see what happens on the field. And everything they've done is pointed towards LaFleur. They took a chance on a really young guy with very little experience. And so now we'll find out whether they were right.
Talking with Tom Silverstein of the Journal Sentinel. The other question I had for you is, after reading that and people talking more specific about Russ Ball and that, you know, kind of that three-headed monster that is the general manager between Mark Murphy, Russ Ball, and Brian Gutekunst, should they have kept Russ Ball on? I mean, is that the reason Russ Ball stayed? It's because he was promised a certain amount of power, even though he wasn't technically the general manager?
Well, he was given a significant pay raise and another title that put him as close to being general manager as good, you know, except for that he doesn't have say over the personnel, but he has a lot of say around the building. So I don't know that it was a mistake to do that. I just think that the mistake is that one guy, you know, if you have three guys and not all three of them are, you know, fit like a groove, you know, they all don't spin at the same cycle, then you're going to have some potential issues. And we don't know how they're going to function when, you know, things get tough. And that's when you really are able to judge those things. I mean, McCarthy and Thompson had an excellent relationship. McCarthy hated that he couldn't get any free agents out of Ted, but he still trusted Ted for everything, that everything he was doing was for the good of the organization. And now those guys have to trust that Murphy is doing that, or they have to trust that each other is doing that. So that'll be a big key.
At what point do you decide whether or not they made the right decision in Matt LaFleur?
I don't know. You know, that's tough. It could be one year, it could be 2 years. It should be. I mean, you can't expect a guy in his very first year to win the Super Bowl, but if their offense is dreadful and, you know, they wind up 6-10 despite having what looks like the makings of a good defense, then, you know, he's going to be on the hot seat. And we've seen NFL teams are not very patient anymore. And so I don't know. I think, you know, if he has an 8-8 season and they don't make the playoffs, I think you have to give them another year to figure out, you know, get his offense in place. I think you'll know if he's overmatched. I think we'll know that from the games. If this is just too big for him, we'll know.
I know that Aaron Rodgers has said, you know, hey, it's been a while since I've had, you know, mini camps, and he was talking kind of about, you know, some of the things that he was able to bypass, and now he's back because he needs to learn this system, and it's kind of like quizzes every day and such, but do you get the sense that Aaron is buying in or that this is more of an annoyance?
I think he's got to learn the offense. I think it's new for him, and anything new is good. It piques your interest, and I think he's a guy who you have to keep challenging him. I can't say I really know what's going on behind the scenes. I really don't. Whether he's bored or whether he's really enjoying it, I don't know. We're going to, you know, when training camp comes along and they have to finalize what their offense is going to be and how much, you know, responsibility has at the line, then we'll know a little bit more.
Tom, always great to talk to you. We'll chat again soon down the road. Great article, and we'll talk more, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Tom Silverstein of the Journal Sentinel joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it on. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.